Imagine your life is a ship beaten down by a tsunami. Who are you going to trust to be the captain? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. You're going to have tough times in life, and maybe you're there right now where you're going to feel lost or beaten down or just completely unsure how to get out of whatever mess you might be in. Where are you going to go for guidance and peace when that happens? Your answer to that question is pretty big, and today's Unlocked speaks to that. It's a poem called In the Midst of the Storm by Emily Gwaltney. You are my refuge and strength, my strong tower in the storm, so I do not shudder as the clouds darken. You promised peace in the midst of turmoil, peace that does not falter, so I stand firm as the thunder rolls. And as the rain pours down, I remind myself of the one who walked upon the waves to reach for me in the storm. And though the wind howls and the waters threaten to overwhelm me, I will keep my gaze on you, the only one who never changes. Okay, let's think about this a little more. Which line sticks out to you the most in this poem? And why? Can you find a verse from today's scriptures that inspired this line? What kind of storms have you experienced lately? We all go through storms like doubt, fear, uncertainty, upheaval in our relationships, finances, or health, or struggles with sin. But in every storm, Jesus is with us. As we fix our gaze on him, we find peace and strength in his unwavering love for us. That's what Hebrews 12, 1-3 tells us. Jesus has already saved us from the greatest storm of being lost forever, so all the other storms we experience pale in comparison. Like Jesus reached out to save Peter when he was sinking beneath the waves, Jesus reached out for us. He came to rescue us from sin and death by dying for us and rising again. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can look forward to the day he will return, and every storm will finally be stilled. And in the meantime, we can always find refuge in him. Now, as you and I can read what Jesus says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Psalm 46, 1-3, Matthew 14, 22-33, and Hebrews 13, verse 8, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devotions in audio and written format, and it's perfect, you know, when you're busy with life. It's got some other features too, like being able to take notes and, my favorite, finding stories based on specific Bible verses. So, search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why, you can't always judge a tomato by how it looks, and you can't always do the same with people either. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.